This is Agashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yandhan. National Democratic Alliance, NDA, yesterday unanimously elected Prime Minister Narendra Modi as its leader. During the meeting of the NDA leaders at Prime Minister's residence in New Delhi, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field in the last 10 years during the NDA government under the leadership of Modi. The resolution also stated that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive term after 6 decades. Modi said this is a historic mandate for the third consecutive government. During the meeting, it was unanimously decided that NDA government will continue to work towards all-round development of the country. NDA partners said that Modi has a clear vision for Viksit Bharat. The leaders also lauded his role in enhancing India's pride in the world. They also lauded Modi's effort towards poverty eradication. Besides Prime Minister Narendra Modi, BJP President J.P. Nadda and senior BJP leaders Rajnath Singh and Amit Shah attended the meeting. Telugu Desam Party Chief N. Chandrababu Naidu, Janata Dal United Chief and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar, Shiv Sena Shinde Group Leader and Maharashtra Chief Minister Eknath Shinde, Lok Jan Shakti Party Ram Vilas Chief Chirag Paswan and other leaders of the NDA constituents were present in the meeting. Chief Minister Nipirio has congratulated Narendra Modi on being unanimously elected as the leader of the NDA, stating that the people of India has given their mandate to the NDA government. Rio also assured Modi of the state's full cooperation and support in nation-building and further improving the welfare of the citizens. The partners of India Bloc yesterday met in New Delhi to chalk out their strategies on government formation at the centre. The meeting was held at the official residence of Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge in New Delhi. During the meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said the alliance welcomes all parties which shares its fundamental commitment to the values enshrined in the preamble of our constitution. Talking to media after the India Bloc meeting, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge said alliance partners discussed on the current political situation in the country. Congress leaders Sonia Gandhi, Rahul Gandhi and Priyanka Gandhi, JMM's Kalpana Soren, AAP's Sanjay Singh, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav, RJD's Tejaswi Yadav, CPIM leader Sitaram Yechoori, NCP SP Chief Sharad Pawar, DMK Chief MK Stalin and others were present in the meeting. Nagaland Police Department has said it is sensitive to the needs and requirements of its officers, men and women, at all times. The department said expeditious steps are always taken to ensure that basic minimum facilities are provided to its personnel in the discharge of bona fide duties at all times, at all places, both within and outside the state. These assurances were given while clarifying the video clipping of Nagaland IR Battalion personnel in Odisha walking on foot reportedly in the wee hours of 5th June from the counting centres to their company post and the personnel being agitated for not providing them with vehicles for their return journey to their camp. It said on the direction of Police Headquarters, Kohima, the commandant of the 14th NAP IR Battalion conducted an inquiry and it was ascertained that due to the overwhelming load of work, the district police admitted delay in providing the vehicles on time. The SP Jajpur, Odisha, regretted the lapses and oversight and assured that all logistic support, including sufficient transportation, was provided and that corrective measures taken to ensure that such lapses do not take place in future. The scale of vehicle, as mandated by Election Commission of India, have been provided to the FCOI of 14th NAP IR Battalion and PHQ is informed that all duty personnel of 14th NAP IR Battalion deployed in Bhubaneswar and Jajpur were diligently performing their duties. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has lifted the restrictions of vehicular traffic for light motor vehicle over Minor Bridge at Kohima Mau Road, National Highway 2, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. with immediate effect. However, vehicular traffic restriction for heavy motor vehicles would continue as notified earlier. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.